A dripping, red-faced, blonde-haired tourist in a green Hawaiian shirt stormed through the lobby like a crusader. Bill Steele saw him coming and interrupted his conversation with his resort manager, Eric Monte, to head off the angry tourist before he could reach the front desk.
"Aloha, may I help you with something?"
Bill asked.
"Yes, my wife and our sons just came back from the beach covered in sand and salt water. When we got back to our room and turned on the shower, the water was shit brown and smelled like it too. My wife would be down here screaming at you, but she's covered in shit water and crying in the tub."
A phone rang in the background, and Bill heard Sean, the day clerk, answer it.
"Aloha, Kauakahi Resort, front desk speaking. How can I help you? You want to cancel your reservation?
No, no charge. What name is it under?"
"Uh-huh. Yep, I've got it."
Wait. Before you go, I'm supposed to ask you why you want to cancel your stay with us?"
"All right. Yeah, I get you. Uh-huh."
"Hello."
Angry tourist waved his hand in front of Bill's face, drawing his attention away from Sean's bumbling phone call. "Are you even listening to me?" Bill blinked and nodded.
"Of course, sir. I'm very sorry for your inconvenience."
"Inconvenience?" Angry tourist thundered. His cheeks bulged and his sunburned face turned an even deeper shade of red. Bill struggled to remember the man's name, but there wasn't enough space in his addled brain to remember all of his guests' names.
"I assure you we're working as fast as we can to resolve the problem. In the meantime, I'll have bottled water sent up to your room that your wife can use to bathe."
"That's a good start," the man grunted. "But not good enough. I want a full refund for today and every day that we have to spend without water. Do you understand me?"
Bill smiled tightly.
"I'll speak to the manager and see what we can do for you, sir."
"The manager?"
A squiggly vein popped out on Angry Tourist's forehead.
"You're not the manager? Then who the hell am I speaking with?"
"The owner."
"And you can't authorize a refund for your own hotel?"
"I didn't say that."
"So what's the problem?"
"No problem, sir.
My name is James. James Lucas, not sir."
"Of course, Mr. Lucas. I promise we'll have the water back soon and we will compensate you for your trouble."
"Yeah, you'd better compensate the hell out of me. You don't want to see what kind of review you're going to get if you don't."
"I understand your frustration, Mr. Lucas. Please return to your room and I'll send someone up with 3 gallons of clean, bottled water for your wife."
"What about me and our kids?"
5 gallons. I'm afraid that's the best I can do." James Lucas nodded once, his eyes dark in promising mayhem.
"Fine. The kids and I will shower in the pool. Hope you like it sandy."
With that, he turned and marched toward the elevators, tracking sand through the lobby, his sandals squelching as he went. Bill let out a tension-filled breath, but before he could even fill his lungs with another, one of the elevators dinged open and a family of 5 came marching out. The wife was wearing designer sunglasses. She took the lead, aiming straight for him and the front desk. Bill turned and fled behind the desk. He found Eric on one of the phone lines to the no-show plumbers, and Sean on the other line, hopefully not with another cancellation. With both of them occupied, he was the resort's only line of defense. Bill turned back around and smiled, bracing for another round of complaints. This was not what he'd had in mind when he decided to trade his car dealership and the hustle and bustle of LA for the slower pace of a tropical island paradise. It was supposed to have been an endless vacation, sipping cocktails on the beach while his manager took care of the resort. Sean lowered the receiver to his shoulder and caught Bill's eye with a wave.
"Mr. Steele?"
Bill faced his day clerk, a square-jawed, blonde, and tanned version of Michelangelo's David, who spent all his free hours watching the sunset from a surfboard. He would have fit in perfectly in L.A., minus the lack of ambition and self-direction, which seemed to plague all of Bill's employees.